Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints, and your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator. What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is a color. That means you're going to be guessing which color I am. Am I a green, purple, or perhaps yellow? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down Storyteller is. Oh, hello there! I'm the last color to be coined as a term in the English language, but I guarantee they saved the best for last with me, baby, because everyone has heard of me. I mean, let's face it, there are a lot of funky colors out there, from Australian to Gingerline, that you probably have no idea even exist. I am definitely not one of those snooty-tooty colors reserved for fancy artistes. I am incredibly well-known, popular, and in every kindergarten classroom. Now come on, let's walk over to a mirror together. Are you there? Okay, great. Now stare into the mirror. There's an 8% chance that you're staring at me in your own eyes. That's because approximately 8% of the people on the planet have me as their eye color. Pretty cool, right? While I'm super popular, there aren't that many fruits and vegetables that can boast me as their color. I can only think of one berry off the top of my head that would qualify, and I'm in its name. But just because I don't make frequent appearances on your dinner plate doesn't mean I'm not always around. I'm on police uniforms and mailboxes in the United States, for example. Just look around and you'll probably spot me. Now, I think of myself as a very positive color, but there is a saying that people use when they're feeling down in the dumps and very sad. They say that they are feeling the color I am. Even Taylor Swift sings, "Losing him was this color like I'd never known," in her song titled Red, to explain how sad ending a relationship made her feel. Ouch. Knowing that I'm associated with being down makes me feel a little glum, so I'm going to shake off some of the sadness. Maybe onto a wall needing paint? I'll think of something cool and creative to be a part of. It's go time. It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator is a color, is a well-known and popular color. It is often associated with feeling down in the dumps, You can see it on police uniforms, and 8% of the people on the planet have it as their eye color. Your 30 seconds to think start now. Okay, I've cheered myself up. And you know how? By remembering that I'm not just associated with being down in the dumps, I'm also forever a part of something spacious and beautiful way up high. The sky! Look up there. I blanket the whole world in my incredible color. Sure, the clouds cover up some of me with their fluffy whiteness, but there's no getting away from me being the main attraction for people looking up. Not to mention, I'm the fun color of the genie in Aladdin, all the Smurfs, Dory in Finding Nemo, and most commonly associated with Cinderella's dress at the ball. There's no getting around me. I'm everywhere as a primary color. Overall, I'm the most popular color too, and by a large margin. In one study, 42% of people worldwide said that I was their favorite color. So, what do you think? Am I your favorite color too? Okay, Upside Down Story Sleuths, now it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was the color blue. I hope you enjoyed today's upside down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy flopsy upside downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down Story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.